You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russia today rejected accusations that it has been bombing civilians in Syria. It says tensions with the West over the issue and its role in Ukraine has led to a new Cold War. The remarks by Russia's prime minister came while Saudi Arabia made clear it was ready to join a U.S.-led coalition with ground forces, despite Russia's warning that this could lead to World War III. Stefan Boss reports.
Speaking at a security conference in Munich, Germany, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev defended Moscow's ongoing military campaign in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia claims it is bombing the militant Islamic State group, but the West says there is increasing evidence that Russian airstrikes are aimed at rebels trying to overthrow Assad. Prime Minister Medvedev also denied Western accusations that Russian forces had been targeting civilians. He says there is no evidence of our bombing civilians, even though everyone is accusing us of this. Russia is not trying to achieve some secret goals in Syria. We are simply trying to protect our national interests. Medvedev also said that tensions with the West have worsened to the point that, in his words, one could go so far as to say we have slid back to a new Cold War. Medvedev spoke after his French counterpart Manuel Valls urged Moscow to stop striking civilians. He says to find the path to peace and of negotiations again, the bombing of civilians has to stop. Russian Prime Minister Medvedev has also warned that the deployment of foreign troops in the Syrian conflict could result in a world war. Despite those warnings, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said that if the Syrian political process fails, President Bashar al-Assad would have to be removed by force. Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir also said that his country is prepared to send ground forces as part of a U.S.-led coalition already fighting Islamic State, also known as Daesh.
If the international coalition against Daesh, which we are a part of and have been since the very beginning, decides that it will introduce ground troops to Syria in addition to the current air campaign, we have said that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is prepared to contribute special forces to this effort.
The tensions have underscored growing concerns that the conflict in Syria will lead to a broader global war. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.